Like, you're not going to keep a car at 220 miles per hour, like a sports car at 220 miles per hour ever, when the cruising speed is amazing at 60. Mm-hmm. But in order to know like what your car can actually do, you have to put the pedal to the metal sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're not going to stay there though.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Welcome to your own syndicated talk show.
It is an honor to be on cable TV.
Oh, Lord. You know, I have a face for radio, so we are set to go.
We're so set for success.
Welcome back to the show, you guys. This is another episode of Questionably Awesome, mm-hmm. where we answer your questions because...
You have a lot of them.
You sure do, and I love it because without your questions, we actually wouldn't have a show.
Nope.
I mean, we most likely still would because a lot of this is about nothing.
Yeah.
So we've mastered that.
The best thing.
The best thing is nothing.
Is nothing.
And once you can accept that about life, you have figured it out.
That's when you get in the good stuff.
Yeah. That's when you jump right into the deep
dive
end of the deep, good
deep,
stuff.
Deep.
So dive deep,
everyone.
So if you haven't already figured it out, we have decided to give you a disclaimer on mm-hmm. this show because we want to let you know that if you're expecting like a really intellectual interview mm-hmm. or if you, honestly, if you have any expectations, this show is really meant to strip those away.
Yep.
Because we really get down to being ourselves.
Yes.
So this is going to be to answer all of your questions and bring up shenanigans. So if you feel the opposite of this, I highly suggest skipping to the next episode.
Yeah. Go to one of your awesome quickies.
Yeah. Can't say that that's much better. Maybe listen to a guest.
Yeah. Listen to a guest. But I love your quickies personally.
You know, I love doing the quickies too.
I just feel like they always hit something.
Well, they're always hitting where I'm at. I'll tell you that much right now.
And we appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. That.
Well, started this morning off with an ego booster. So when you did prank calls when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
What was one of your favorite go-tos?
We would always call boys that we liked.
Oh, really?
That was really... We would start... Is it star 69 that you can't see the number or something? Oh, wait. No, that's when you can hear...
No, that was your love life.
My love life is star 69. Millennials probably don't even know what star 69
no,
is.
No, like to block your number, right?
It's either to block your number or figure out who just called your landline.
Oh, I remember that though. Like you'd be able to block your, your number first. So you just call them and hang up or would you say something funny?
We might have just called and hang up.
I mean, that's going to really get you far.
Yeah.
That sounds like... Like most, most entrepreneurs I know are just like, how do I don't know where this is relating, but it's just true. They're like, I really want to do this, but when it comes to facing it, I'm just going to run.
Yeah. Prank calling's
really
a lot like
cool.
Life.
So, yeah, it really is, isn't it? You're like, no, I really want to do it. And you work up the nerve and then you just hang up and run.
You just run away and hide under your bed.
Well, I didn't run. I'll tell you what I did.
What'd you say?
We would call our local... This was a fun one. I feel like lasted about a year.
Yeah.
You can get a good year out of this.
For sure.
And you know the normal one, which I don't think we did, but maybe we did. Like, is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it. Like you call people and you say that. You're like, hello, sir, is your refrigerator running? And they already know it's a prank call.
I have never in my life heard that.
Really?
Yes.
It's terrible. But try using it. If you and Adam want to do something this weekend, you should prank call people. That'd be so fun.
It would be.
Oh, you should have two to three glasses of wine and then just start prank calling people. But make sure you block your number first.
Can you do that on your cell phone?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool.
But I can't remember what it is. You have to figure that out first. Maybe call AT&T.
Yeah. They'll let me know how to prank efficiently.
Okay, here's another one that we did.
What?
We would call our local vitamin shop.
Yeah.
And we would be like, hi, I'm wondering if you have anything with horny goat weed in it. And they, because there is things with horny goat weed in it.
Yeah.
So they would go and look and we'd be like, oh, thank you.
Just
and
so that's you could it. Say horny goat.
Yeah, just yeah. because we were like, we might have seen Beavis and Butthead do that. I have no idea, but it feels like it was from them.
That's kind of like being in the Pen 15 Club.
What's that?
Oh, you ask. Yep. You ask someone if they're in the Pen 15 Club and then you write Pen 15.
Yeah.
Which looks like penis.
Uh-huh. Wait, I just came up with a... I didn't come up with this. You just reminded me.
What?
Of a joke.
Pee-pee joke?
Yeah. It was a great one. Oh, it'll come back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to keep that one in the frontal lobe anyway. I got to bring that back out.
So far, we've given people a lot of good content.
Yeah. Welcome to your... Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day.
Oh, do you have a quote?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Because while you get that one, I'm going to find mine.
I'm actually going to use the one that I texted you about the yoga, what the yoga teacher said.
The yogurt teacher. You know, I hope it's Greek yogurt because that's good and it's better for you.
It is better. But this yoga teacher said in a class, he said, space breeds opportunity, which leads to change. And I really like that.
Please tell me what that means to you.
I think it means that when you give yourself more space, you give yourself more opportunity to kind of either get quiet with yourself or dig into something new. And that can lead to a positive change.
I really like that. Hey, have you seen Josh Duhamel at your class lately?
No, and I've really been looking for him.
And he's just with a woman or what?
I guess he's just with someone else. He moved on. Excuse me.
So I like this quote.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so this one is just an easy quote by Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, that I love Eleanor yeah, Roosevelt.
It gives you a peaceful, easy feeling.
Yeah.
That's not my quote. That's a song. All right, this is Eleanor Roosevelt. And she said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Ain't that the truth?
So who's telling you something that you're agreeing with?
So many people.
Like who?
Like everyone ever.
Hey, do you think your mom would be okay with your shoulders showing like that?
Actually, I think she likes the shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think on one of these episodes we could call your mom once?
Yes, I'd for sure do.
And we could call it Call Your Mom.
Yeah, Call Your Mom.
We could ask her like off the bat, either for a quote or just like some wisdom and then hang up on her.
She would love it. She would love it.
I bet she has some.
I bet she probably takes it every day.
Yeah. Bah. All right. What do we do next on this?
Review of the week.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. It's really nice. It's from Jayla Agnes. And
beautiful.
So beautiful. Absolutely love listening to Lori Evans and all of her guests. From needing a mindset shift or refocus or needing a good laugh, this podcast has helped me continue to be the best version of myself and realize that being myself is exactly who I'm supposed to be. Much love from a Midwest girl, XOXO Jayla.
Jayla.
That is so sweet.
Jayla just figured out the spice of life.
Yeah.
Cardamom on lockdown.
And being yourself.
JJ, being yourself JJ. Is the key.
There's no only one person you can be, and that's yourself.
Yeah. So who is that?
I can tell you right now that your version of yourself is the best.
Oh, for sure. What is the version of yourself that you love the most?
Ooh, I love myself when I'm free.
What does that even mean?
That means...
That really sounds great like description. I
was on Burning Man on drugs. No.
Burning Man is a festival for those of you who don't know what
that
desert.
Is. In the
desert. I had no idea what it was. I was like, are we burning rag dolls? Like,
right. What is the man?
Yeah.
Google it. I didn't know what
California
it was.
People assume the world knows and we're like, no, 10 of you know.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Nope. Not everyone goes Burning Man.
No, not at all.
But it seems cool if you're into that.
Yeah, I would love to dress up in costumes, not be there for 3 days in the desert. I asked somebody, I said, So what is like Burning Man and Coachella like? Mm-hmm. And they said, well, just look at the pictures of all the costumes and then snort a bag of sawdust.
Oh,
because it's like
so dry.
It's so dry. And they said it's crazy. But you know what? Festival life, I heard, is fun and transformational.
Yes.
And you got to do it once if you feel called to it. If not, please don't. Go to a fair instead.
Go to the movies.
Yeah. Go to the movies for
There's
sure.
air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. And probably air filtration systems.
Can I tell you something?
Please do.
I saw a really good movie and I want to tell you about it.
I need to hear about it because I love the movies.
It's called Britney Runs a Marathon. Have you heard of it?
No.
It is, everyone should go see it.
Did you watch it at the movies or on Netflix?
I watched it in the movies. It was in kind of a smaller theater, the one by Flower Child in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. It's like the little teeny one. Uh-huh. But it's really good. I think it's based on a book and it's about this girl who makes a change in her life and decides she wants to run a marathon. And it's really funny and cute and everyone can relate.
Okay, I need to watch it.
You really do.
It's she changes her life.
She changes her life.
I love movies like that.
She laces up her Converse shoes and runs a block and everything changes.
Oh my God. Does she change her name to Jenny?
She changes her name to Jenny from the block.
I love that. It's always a good movie. Do we have questions?
Yeah, we got a lot of them.
I love them.
They're about balance.
Non-existent.
Okay.
Here there, we go. We're done.
That's all. That's it. The show's over.
Done.
This one's from Addie Michaela.
What are these cool names? My mom was like, Lori.
Yeah.
Evan. They're like, Addie
Michaela.
Michaela.
I hope I pronounced that right. It's really pretty. How do you know when you start to lose your sense of balance in life and how do you correct it?
Oh, this is such a good question because I think that number one, the most important thing is to know that it doesn't exist, but you have to find a place where you can figure out how to have more peace. Mm-hmm. I think that lack of balance just comes from lack of perspective and lack of rituals that make you feel peace and feel solid. Of course, it comes from overloading your plate as well. But yeah. I don't believe that new things happen in life without new measures. So sometimes you're not going to break a barrier without extremes. So good luck finding balance during an extreme where you're breaking a barrier because it doesn't, like, you are so out of balance because you're doing something new and you're...
Yeah.
You are testing your boundaries and your limits. So, like, you're not going to keep a car at 220 miles per hour, like a sports car at 220 miles per hour ever when the cruising speed is amazing at 60. Mm-hmm. But in order to know, like, what your car can actually do, you have to put the pedal to the metal sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're not going to stay there, though. Like, there are going to be times where it's very vital in the race to go that fast. Mm-hmm. But then afterward, you're going to be like, okay, we're not going to go that fast home. We're not going to go that fast over here. But during the race, it was very important to go that fast.
Yes.
So, like, you're going to have those points in your life where there's racing and you're going to have to go to the extremes. You're going to have to put the pedal to the metal, but that's not going to be something that's going to be all the time. So mm-hmm. I think it's learning that balance can exist in moments. Like, you can feel, let's just replace that with, like, what's another great word for balance when you're just like peaceful? You find the neutrality and like the...
Grounded?
The place. Yeah, like grounded and at peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're going to have the moments of feeling grounded and at peace. And then you're going to have the moments of feeling chaos and being pushed to your limitations and feeling crazy. And then you have to come back to the place eventually where you're like, okay. So it just depends on what you're doing in your life. Did that answer that question?
My stomach just growled really loud. Yes, I thought that was a great answer.
What is your answer to that question?
I think that how do you correct it when you know you're out of balance? Well, actually, it can bring... We can go into the next question, which I think will answer that.
Okay, let's do it.
It's from at Sydney Schnecker. What, man, I'm so sorry if I mispronounced that. What are the non-negotiable parts of your day that help create balance?
Okay. This does answer that.
It does answer it, right?
How about you?
My non-negotiables, I would say yoga and walking my dog and reading a little something.
And what does that do? So tell me, like, honestly, people need to know why you do those things. They're not nice to have or nice to do. Like, mm-hmm. what is it?
I just know that when I don't do them, I feel like garbage.
Yeah. And how does that show up for you?
Making poor health choices, being lazy, not doing my best at work because I'm not as energized.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you also feel much like I do, like anxious, and yes, you probably cry a lot.
Oh, so many tears.
And you feel crazy. And yes, you're not nice to your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was assuming, but I'm guessing this shows up the same for all of us.
Yes.
So people think that they're so unique in their problems. No offense right now, everyone, but take offense, please. Like, we think we're so unique, like, no, but I'm extra sad. No, but I'm extra tired. No, but it's extra hard for me to go on a walk. Mm-hmm. We get it. We all have lives as well. Stop making yours so special.
It's so hard.
Just go and do it because it's not easy. But I am not willing to live with my nasty ass self. Ugh. She is not nice. She is a hoe.
Yeah.
She's a biatch.
Mine is too.
Oh man, she's a hoe bitch. She's a bitch hoe.
Mine is too. She's so rude.
She's a bitch ass hoe.
A bitch ass hoe. Nobody wants that version of themselves. I mean, sometimes you do.
Sometimes she's some, and I can honor her. I can be like, oh,
there's
yeah,
a place for I you at see the table. You.
I see you can sit here for a little bit, but I'm going to go walk you out.
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny because I can like literally leave her behind. I leave the door and I'm like, I see that you're coming with me on the first 12 blocks.
But totally then you're cool. Leaving.
But then you're going to walk back. I don't know where she goes, but she doesn't go far.
No.
I'll just tell you that much because she kind of disappears until the next morning. And I'm like, bitch ass hoe's back.
You just constantly have to get rid of her.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God, she's here again.
She never left.
No, she shows up in my relationships too sometimes.
Mine too.
Ugh.
And that's, so what's one of your non-negotiables? I mean, you talk about, I feel like, tell me.
Walking. I saw you on a walk last night.
Yes, you did.
Adam.
That was great.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was so.
We were doing our non-negotiables.
Yep.
Walking, prayer, meditation. And you guys, I miss these a lot. So but I get right back on. So I'll have a day where I'm like, I can't believe I missed it again. And then I'm like, this doesn't get you anywhere. Being mean to yourself,
nope.
Being a bah, that's what we're going to call it.
Yeah.
Being a bah gets you nowhere. So when you realize that that's happening, it's like, it's okay. Grace. Love yourself and get back to your ritual. So when I realize that my life is out of balance, I look at it and I give myself grace. I'm not like, you're doing it again, because that's the journey.
Yeah.
Like accept it, accept that that's where you're going to go. And that's the alarm. So when you feel out of balance, it's like the alarm going, okay, what do you need right now? And then give it to yourself. What do you need? Give it to yourself. What do you need? Give it to yourself. That's all the cycle is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to want to give it to yourself because it's going to be the hardest thing in the whole world. It's going to be like you just got done with a 14-hour day and this is exactly what it's like. You need to go into Walmart. And the thing that you need is in the back of the store, and the parking lot is so busy and the lines are huge. And it's like, you're exhausted. You haven't eaten and you have to pee. That's how it feels. But you have to go in that store. You have to.
You have to get.
You have to go get the baby num nums from the very back.
Haven't we all been there?
Spoon feed yourself.
That's the truth, though.
And you have to be nice to the greeter on the way in.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got to be nice to the greeter.
And they want to talk to you for a long time. That's how it feels.
And you still have to pee real bad.
Yep. And you're just like,
uh-huh. But you do it.
You and then, do it.
How do you feel after?
Like a nice human.
Yeah.
Because you also use the restroom on the way out.
See?
That was full beforehand. What's the next question?
The next question is, from @DrKaren. When you only have 30 minutes, quote unquote, free, how do you choose between family, self, or work? That's hard.
This is a loaded question because it depends on which bucket you feel you need the most. Mm-hmm. So if you're at a place where you can't be nice to your family or give them what like your best self or even help change anything, then that means self. If you're at a place where you're like, you know, those 30 minutes need to be used on your business right now and you can carve out an extra 30 for yourself somewhere else, like in a week or something like that.
Yeah.
Then I would say go for that. Like which bucket is the emptiest that needs the most filling? But this is where people get really stuck is a lot of times that 30 minutes, in my personal opinion, if you have not planned this into your day yet, okay, this answer may not be right, but I'm feeling just like in my gut, like a lot of times I use those 30 minutes This is hard because sometimes it is for my business. I'm like, take one action on your business that's going to give you momentum for the next day.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm going to go try to do something for myself. But for most women, I do feel like, and probably most men, that it should be for yourself. Like, go move your body, go walk, go get a little clarity, go say a prayer, go meditate. Because a lot of times if you can invest in yourself, you are going to figure out how to give that back to people later.
Mm-hmm. And maybe even that little prayer, giving yourself 5 minutes of the 30, then you could have 25 to do something else.
Exactly. Could not agree more. When I need a reset and I don't even know what to do, I'm like, you know what? Just go for a walk. Because whatever you do, stay off your phone.
Oh, that's the kiss of death. I've been just loving my phone lately too.
Oh no.
Why?
I need to steal that device from you.
Yeah, probably.
We're going to buy you a pager.
Yeah, I'll go. Just page me if you need anything.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll find her on our pager, like reading all the numbers.
*67*69 That was what it was. *67
Oh, I love that you chose *69 instead.
I swear there's a *69 option.
Well, there's something like that
later.
That's a hotline, if you know what I mean.
Hey, do you want another one?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Saved by the question.
Saved by the question. Oh, this is from at Britt Marie Ladner.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Britt. How do you prepare to incorporate balance as you enter a leveling up phase?
Okay, so this is a support yourself question because kiss that balance goodbye. Stop using that word. So how do you incorporate some self-care while leveling up? Because you leveling up and you are in a new place of, you're in full throttle mode.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're not coasting whatsoever. Mm-mm. So you're not going to feel like the sense of like, yeah, I got this bucket over here and I feel great over here too.
Yeah.
So when I was in serious leveling up mode last year, and as I enter into it again, mm-hmm. I just know how to support myself better. Like, okay, you know, what can I truly handle? Like, where can I go super hard? But where's my burnout point? So I worked so hard from like 11 or 12 until like 6 o'clock, but I'm also working in like a walk in there, maybe some meditation in between, because I just, my brain can't go that hard for that long. It's humanly impossible, in my personal opinion. Some people can, I don't know how they do it.
Me neither.
But along the way, I'm like, what am I going to need this week? Because if I have a really tough week, do I need to build in like a massage on Friday? Or do I need to like phones off after, this is something I do, like phones off after a certain time.
Oh,
they do not
idea.
Come in the bed ever. Ever. And then also incorporate like a self-care thing. I take really good care of myself through what I'm drinking. And I'm always like set an alarm that says, go drink some water.
Smart.
Or keep it on your desk at all times. Go for walks. Like you have to go. You have to go and get rid of that tired, exhausted, horrible feeling in the evening. Whether that's a gym, walk, or yoga. Go change your state from work into evening. Even if that's you guys, if you have like 47 children, like go play with them for like a good 20 or 30 minutes without your phone and start like easing into a different state. Take them to the park, go for a walk, go for a run, like go and do something that gets you out of that full throttle mode into just like who you are.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I agree with all those things. And I liked how you named a lot of things that are accessible to everyone, because I think it can be really hard when you have, let's say, like me, for instance, I was in a job where I have my lunch break at this time for this many minutes.
Yep.
And how am I supposed to care for myself? Well, guess what? You can take 5 minutes to walk around the building and I promise it will help.
Oh my God. Yeah. Just when I was in corporate America, I actually saw a lot of people doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like on their lunch break, they would just go and walk around the building like with their friends.
Yeah. It helps so much.
It's changing your state.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like crap, notice, this is something that's really powerful. Like notice that you're choosing it. Why are you choosing it and what is it serving? Because you have the ability to go and move your body and change it, because energy isn't stuck.
Right.
It's only stuck if you don't move. So go and move. Like, but so often we're like, yeah, but it's hard. No, it's harder to stay stuck.
Yeah.
Like once you start to realize that those habits, like, wow, I can actually, I have full control over this. So really owning that you like take full responsibility over your emotional state. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like you have control, but you really, really, really do.
Yes.
Yeah. So do we have anything for wrapping up, Evans? What's exciting? Like, what are you looking forward to this week? Tell me about your week because you have like something coming up.
Yeah. My last day at my current job, which is a wonderful place full of amazing people, is Friday.
So tell me a little bit about that journey. You talked about it last time, like having that conversation and how powerful it was. How's this last week been? Has anybody come on, like put spitballs in your hair?
Luckily, no. Everyone there is extremely nice. And it feels a little scary because I'm like, oh, I'm stepping into something I really don't know. And it's really risky. And there's no
certainty.
You're
pretty good at doing that though.
But it's still scary.
Yeah, totally.
And sometimes I get really, a lot of my friends have their stuff together career-wise. They're very smart. They're like on this path. They're just crushing it.
Oh, good for them.
Good for them. I know. I'm like, dang it.
Yeah. Good for them that your journey is totally different.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
But I just keep thinking it's okay that I'm just meandering, you know? I'm going here. I'm really trying.
It's more than okay because certain things that I want to point out is the people who you think have it all together also might feel extremely locked in to something that they said yes to when they were 21.
That's true.
So what you're not seeing is a lot of people going, I thought this was it and I don't think this is it.
Yeah.
So
we're all doing the best we can.
So I think that that's beautiful. Like you guys are never going to feel, even in your dream job, it's never like, yeah, every day is magic.
Yeah.
It all comes with something. So, you know, sometimes life, finding your thing as a super hilarious, amazing comedian who's also helpful and unique is really, it's tough to find those jobs because they're not necessarily like, ah, I got another one. Is anybody out here a unique, amazing comedian who's hilarious? So, you got to put that out there. Yeah.
It's true. You keep doing things and you're like, why doesn't this fit? Why doesn't this fit? Well, you've got to go make it.
You might actually, what you're not realizing is you might actually have to make that position for yourself. Yeah,
you got
to
make it up.
You might just need to work on that simultaneously.
Yep.
To something else. So
follow your dreams.
Follow those dreams. And while you're at that other job that you think is yours, create your own.
Yeah, create your own. Hey, you know what you can do at your own job?
Please tell me.
You can create something within a role that you're in. You know
what I mean? Say it again for the people in the back.
So you can, let's say you're in a role that's like, this is your role. Mm-hmm. You can talk to your manager and say, I think I'm really good at this, or I think I'd like to try this. I guarantee you, if they're a good manager, they are going to see that and they are going to find something for you.
They're going to find it, or you're going to start like going home and creating a deck on what that is and like show them examples of how this could look for the company and what this will be like.
Yep.
Thank you for saying that because that is like, I've seen so many people do it. I've done versions of it in my different jobs. Like go create what you want and what you're good at.
Yeah.
And if they can't create it there, start looking for maybe starting it on the side or for another company that would want that simultaneously before you do anything. Like you didn't quit the job before you had another opportunity.
Correct.
Which I get that that works for some people, putting your back against the wall like that, but that's not how it actually works.
Yes.
It's stay there, reframe, change your perspective about how amazing it is that you get a freaking paycheck. While putting it out there that you are wildly open to something new and keep looking. Like, I don't get how people just think it just lands in your old lap.
It doesn't.
Oh my God.
I wish so many things did, but unfortunately I'm realizing they don't.
They don't. Never. But what does land in your lap is Santa Claus.
Dogs.
Just kidding. That's reverse lap landing, actually.
Santa's
it's more like
your
I land
this
in
year.
Santa's lap. All right.
Okay.
So what does land in your lap once in a while is you'll be working so insanely hard and you'll be like, no way. This actually is happening right now. Mm-hmm. Like an opportunity comes, but it doesn't just land there. It's floating above your lap and you have to grab it.
Yeah,
it's like
both
a Pikachu.
Your hands. Yeah, it's like a Pikachu.
It
like
is. That it's like, this is over here. Chase it, but don't chase it off a ledge.
Nope.
Yeah. Keep your eyes open on where you're presently at.
Yes.
While also chasing Pokemon. I never played it, but I just seemed...
It looks fun.
It just seemed so weird to me. I feel like that was the first step in the world becoming bizarre.
Yeah, the Pokemon thing.
Yeah, I was like, there were people around me like on the sidewalk and I'm like, I know that they're actually playing this right now. Because yeah. It was like groups of teenage boys like, where is it?
When was that? Like 5 years ago?
I don't even know. It was while I lived in this house. So it was probably only recent. 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe and people were
like,
back.
There's one on the Santa Monica Pier. And there was like this huge gathering. And I was like, what are we doing? Please. Pikachu. Do we get money for this?
No.
Why are we doing this? I need money for this.
Me too.
Yeah. Dinero. You got to go.
Yeah, so, I do.
But the best part is I kind of just want to keep you late on your last week and be like,
sorry.
Oh my God, you're so irresponsible. Fire me.
No, that's not true.
That's terrible. Yeah. Who would do that? I would never.
That's not
I'm going to be responsible till the end so that they can say nice things about me.
Exactly.
Like she quit responsibly.
You want to keep that network in a good place.
Keep that network in a, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I thought something would come in rhyme, but it doesn't. Hey, any last words?
Lace up your shoes and run a block.
That's so good. Do it. Let us know if you did it. Tag us while running a block.
Yeah. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Have the best day. Lace up your shoes and run a block.
Yes.
Until next time, earn your happy.
Woo-hoo.
And be questionably awesome.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you got to go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.